Welcome to Dish Nation.
Are y'all
settled in?
Yes.
Because we got some fun stuff to dish about today. Coming up,
yes. We're
going to tell you about Demi Lovato's epic video chat.
Oh.
Our fashion icons, Anna Wintour and Andre Leon Talley in a catfight. Meow. And you won't believe what a cat star said about her costume, and it wasn't perfect.
Oh, I love you for that.
See?
You did that for me.
Yeah. Plus, later, we're going to see who can sort through the drama with a game we call All My Soap Opera Children. But first, Brad, what you got?
Okay, y'all, it seems like everybody is using video calls these days. So yep. Demi Lovato explained how her manager, Scooter Braun, started an awesome video chat group to keep everybody connected during social distancing. She said he just called, like, 30 random celebrities, and it's actually really funny because the first night I got on, I answered the phone, and it was Bill Clinton on FaceTime. And then all of a sudden, I see Ariana Grande and Katy Perry and all these celebrities. Heidi, what do you think? Yeah. Can you imagine just doing a video chat thinking that it's just some of your homies and it's like the former president?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we have a standard like video chat time on Friday nights at 6 o'clock with just my girls. Now,
right.
I can't imagine going, because I'll look a certain way because it's like just my girls, so who cares? And if I get on there and all of a sudden it's celebrities, I'd be like, a little warning would have been nice. I don't want to look like this when I'm meeting J-Lo.
Exactly. Portia, what if she answered in her bra, girl, and then it's like Bill Clinton?
Wow.
Baby.
He definitely would have hung in there.
See, does that mean she's looking to get Monica Lewinsky'd?
Yeah, you'd be like, let me go light a cigar.
He will never have relations with that Debbie. Woman, okay?
Never.
Now, who here has video chatted with the most famous person, you think?
Probably Brad.
Oh. I've had some cool ones, but I'm sure Brad talked to Mariah or something.
Oh, did you FaceTime Mariah, Brad?
We FaceTime all the time.
Okay.
So it's Brad.
All the time, like it's no big deal.
Yeah. Wow.
Now that we have Zoom, can you please add us in the chat with Mariah, please?
Yeah, seriously.
Absolutely. As long as I let her know first, because you have to be prepared for these things. If it's just me and her, we could just wear no makeup, be eating, and just laying around.
I would put on makeup just to talk to her, so.
Gary, you don't wear makeup, Gary.
I'll wear something that day.
Gary gonna take the throw off the couch and throw it on his shoulders and everything for Mariah, honey.
Yes, ma'am.
Andre Leon Talley, the ex-creative director of Vogue magazine, has a new memoir out, and it's called The Chiffon Trenches. And in the book, he talks about his relationship with Anna Wintour, who helped him get to where he is in his career, right? Well, they were besties until they had this big falling out. So apparently he started to gain weight, and guess what she did, honey? She staged an intervention for weight loss.
Ew.
Needless to say, he did not appreciate that, honey. And he wrote, I had suddenly become too old, too overweight, too uncool. She's not capable of simple human kindness. Ooh.
Damn.
The movie The Devil Wears Prada is said to be made after how she really is. Do you think she's really capable of this type of meanness, honey?
Well, first of all, honey, I love Miss Wintour. That's why you never see her eyes. Miss Andre should have known that she was that type of girl, because you never see this girl's eyes because she keeps her shades on. So I can't be mad at Miss Wintour, honey. So, I mean, Andre, girl, you had your chiffon chronicles. Girl, you just have to, girl, accept it, baby, because the devil does wear Prada.
I disagree with you, Gary, because if somebody's been rocking with you and riding with you for years, and I think you should stay down with them. And if he didn't take the intervention, maybe she could have gave him another option, a different alternative.
She's not ride or die. She's ride or diet.
That's right. You can't be getting all big, honey, out of shape.
That's right.
And sometimes people be trying to look out for you, and they just have a really weird way of doing it.
But I will say this. I would be more offended about a fat intervention than I would a drug and alcohol intervention. You know, when they do those, you've really hit rock bottom, but will you accept the help? But if you're coming to me because I eat too much bread, and you're like, we're all here for you, you got to stop eating.
I think in this case, it'd be both interventions.
All right, y'all. So y'all remember the movie Clueless, right? It was one of Donald Faison's first roles, and his character Murray wore braces in the movie, but it turns out that those were fake, and he wore them for a reason. And he talked about it with his buddy Zach Braff on their podcast, Fake Doctors, Real Friends. Now, he said the reason for the fake braces was, and I quote, because they were trying to hide my small teeth.
No way.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah. Yo.
So Zach hit him back with, I never knew that your braces in Clueless were because of your f***ed up chiclet teeth. Stone cold. Now, if you see how he looks now, you can tell he has like regular, like adult sized teeth, not like the tiny chiclet joints from back in the day. So he's clearly had some work done. Now, Portia, do you think it's better to be open about it or kind of stay on the low and hide it?
He need to be open about it because guess what? We have proof, honey. Like that
we
was
have pictures.
We have pictures.
But when Donald said, I don't have my baby teeth anymore, maybe his real permanent teeth never came in and he had baby teeth.
Does Max have baby teeth?
I'm damn near 50 years old and I still have one baby tooth.
Oh, no, Frank.
We should put a little brace on him.
It's going to be worth a lot when it comes out.
Chewing that tobacco killed it from the
He's
roof.
He's afraid to get rid of it because he thinks that's his mojo somehow, like they get rid of the tooth and he's just like, oh, yeah.
Ladies dig the little tiny tooth.
No, they do not.
He opens beer with it. It's weird.
Unless you got a special talent with that tooth or it's in the middle, let it go.
All right, the movie version of Cats.
Yikes.
How do I put this nicely?
You can't.
It didn't appeal to a lot of people. But Judi Dench, who actually starred in the movie, even Judi Dench, who was in the movie, is not a fan of the movie Cats. Wow. She hoped that her character and costume would be elegant, but it ended up looking like a battered, mangy old cat. The actress who's 85 years old definitely didn't like her costume, and she said, the cloak I was made to wear was like five foxes on my back.
Wow.
Chewie, do you think that, you know, you just get to a certain age and you just go, you know what, I don't care, I'm going to say whatever I want.
She's been on this planet for 85 years, so if I imagine anyone who's seen a group of foxes, it's probably been Judi Dench.
Now, I will say, when I saw this picture of Dame Judi Dench, I did think of Gary. Gary, do you have any coats like this?
Yes, girl.
I know you do.
Look at it, girl. I got this old possum right here, child.
Ooh.
He said possum.
You got a possum
not
on your back?
Possum.
Gary, you changed your baby.
Out.
Please burn her.
I didn't think you dealt with cat or fish. You are changing during this quarantine time. You're going to come out of there with some beer in your hand.
Okay. All right, y'all. Well, honey, coming up, honey, we're dropping the soap opera trivia, honey. In a game we call All My Soap Opera Trivia, so don't go nowhere. Dish Nation.
Check it out, y'all. Computer systems and cars is the new normal. From the electronically controlled transmissions, the touchscreen displays, the sensors, to the windows, everything is all digital, and it costs a lot of money when it's time to get those things fixed. That's why I have CarShield. I never have to worry about expensive repairs because they take care of all the stuff for me. One time, it was my turn for soccer practice pickup, and my car completely went out on me, and let's not even talk about the cost to fix that. That's why I have CarShield. CarShield has affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including GPS systems, computer stuff, electronics, and more. CarShield gives you options that others won't. You get to choose your favorite mechanic to do the work, and CarShield handles the rest. So drive with confidence, knowing that you got coverage from America's number one auto protection company. For as low as $99 a month, you can protect yourself from surprises and save thousands for a covered repair. Call 800-CAR-6000 and mention code DISH or visit CarShield.com and use the code DISH to save 10%. That's CarShield.com, code DISH. A deductible may apply. Dish Nation. What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
You know how we do, it's time for a little bit of friendly competition. Now, a lot of celebs have gotten their start on soap operas, so we're going to play a game called All My Famous Children. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about a soap opera character, and I'm going to give you three choices, and you're going to have to guess which famous star played the role. Now, instead of shouting out the answers like we typically do, you'll hold up one, two, or three to give your answer. Okay, y'all ready?
Right, okay. All right. Ready? I'm ready.
Now, Haley Vaughn on All My Children was kidnapped and given a tattoo on her shoulder using using lead-based paint that left her unable to have children because of dangerously high levels of lead in her blood. Was Haley played by 1, Gwyneth Paltrow, 2, Alicia Silverstone, or 3, Kelly Ripa? All right, yo, everybody's in the game. So, 3, Kelly Ripa, big up, big up, big up. Y'all know y'all soap operas. But check this out. This actor played Joshua Rush on Knots Landing. He was a televangelist who died when he fell off a rooftop. This person was played by 1, Alec Baldwin, 2, George Clooney, or 3, Steve Buscemi. Wow, Heidi and Fred. Wow, and Chewy. This actress is someone not to be messed with, and she played Maya Rubens, who blackmailed her rival and then ended up in an epic catfight on the short-lived show Generations, where she played by 1, Tracee Ellis Ross, 2, Vivica A. Fox, or 3, Taraji P. Henson. Chewy, Frank, and was the answer we was looking for.
Okay.
All right, cool. Moving on. This Oscar winner appeared on As the World Turns as Franny Hughes, who had a half-sister that was also her cousin. Was this person A, Renee Zellweger, 2, Amy Adams, or 3, Julianne Moore? Gary Bradheit. Yeah. Let's go. The answer was Julianne Moore. Big ups. All right, now this heartthrob started acting at a young age. He played Mason Capwell on Santa Barbara, a young boy who accidentally killed another child. Was this person played by 1, Rob Lowe, 2, Leonardo DiCaprio, or 3, Tobey Maguire?
Leo DiCaprio. Leo DiCaprio did soap operas.
What? He did a soap opera.
Based on how many answers you got right so far, Chewy, you didn't watch TV. TV was watching you. Here's the last question. This one is for 3 points. On Guiding Light, Kat Speaks went on the run with a fugitive boyfriend after he accidentally killed someone. Was this person played by 1, Nia Long, 2, Halle Berry, or 3, Regina King?
Oh, damn. Oh, my gosh. All right. Ugh.
Heidi and Portia. Oh.
Damn. Yeah. Who was it?
Who was it? Correct answer was Nia Long. Wow. Heidi is pumping with the upset. She is beating everybody. Would you like to give a speech, Heidi? Would you like to give a speech?
I grew up watching soap operas because they were on TV in the daytime. My grandma's house, my mom's house. I watched all of those shows always.
Yep.
And I thought I was going to be a soap opera actress, but I'm here with you guys instead. It's wonderful.
Yes. Coming up next, I know a lot of you are stuck at home, but you might want to think twice about getting your freak on. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. The coronavirus has affected a lot of industries. Obviously, a lot of you guys are at home because of coronavirus. Apparently, there could be a worldwide condom shortage. Now, global supply is down almost 50%.
Wow.
And stockpiles could last just another 2 months. And when it comes to production, it can be hard to get it back up. And I think that's all my condoms.
Is there a shortage because people are wearing condoms on their fingers instead of their gloves and every finger's got a condom on it?
Yo, yeah.
Now, there's a Malaysian company that makes 1 in 5 condoms worldwide and is only operating with half its normal workforce.
Wow.
So, but what I'm thinking is don't most guys have a condom in their wallet at all times just because you put it in there when you were 12 and you're like, you never know.
Get the ring on the wallet.
You never know. Now, Gary, have you had to get creative? Let's say they're out of condoms, but you really want to, you know, get some loving on. What do you improvise with? What do you do if you don't have a condom, Gary?
I took biology in high school, and my professor did tell us, now, either you could use your mouth or you could use some cellophane.
Saran wrap.
And it would definitely work.
So some saran wrap. You just
want to like the leftover. Talking about cellophane. Yeah. They don't call it that no more, Gary. No. It's saran wrap. Cling wrap. Get you some cling wrap.
Shrink wrap.
Do wrap.
All right, well, speaking of condoms, check this out, y'all. Japan has these crazy mascots. They have all kinds to promote certain things. And one of them is called Jimmy Hattori, the Ninja Condom. And, of course, he promotes safe sex.
They should. That's badly named. They should have called him Jimmy Clitori.
Oh, I have a problem with this mascot. It's not tall enough.
Why?
He's a grower, not a shower.
Oh, he's tall enough for me.
Okay, yeah. Oh, he's a grower. Okay.
And there's another one called Mum Bimon, which is a prehistoric pink gorilla who thawed out in 2012 all because of global warming.
What? Wow. This is not making people feel sexy. What? I don't think of a gorilla thawed out in ice and go, right. Oh, I'm so horny.
I don't think the gorilla is about condoms anymore. It's just about representing global warming.
Oh,
it's a mascot for something entirely different.
It's a mascot, you guys.
Oh, my God.
And there's another one called Melon Bear, which is the mascot of Yubari City.
These are so
hideous. They are.
These are awesome. I love them. I love Japan. This
so
is
these
dumb.
Are not condom mascots.
No.
The condom mascot was Jimmy Hattori, like your Jimmy hat.
Yeah.
That's a condom. So okay. Jimmy Hattori is a Japanese condom.
Right.
He wears the bow tie for her pleasure.
Oh. He's ripped.
That's cute.
Yo, Portia, if there was an issue you wanted to bring attention to, what would be your mascot, Portia?
Well, you know, there's a lot of singles out there that are quarantined alone, a lot of men, so I would just release, like, a big blue ball, okay?
Oh, wow.
And call it
BB. Oh, my God.
Representing all men who are dealing
Poor
with the
Dennis.
Blue...
Yeah. That's not
and
cheap.
And he's called Blue Bear.
Blue Bind.
Oh, my God.
The craziest mascot I ever seen has to be Andy the Sexual Harassment Panda from South Park. Like, he would, you know, he would just pop up and just do, like, a little song about sexual harassment. Panda's a weird animal for anti-sexual harassment.
And now we're in a pandemic.
Oh.
Shoot me.
Nice.
Up next, one singer used her time at home to try out a new wig, and the results were, well, not so great.
Uh-oh.
Gary's got that full story after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms, at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo!
Y'all, honey, got on Instagram live, honey, and tried to put on her own lace front wig. Now, baby, let me tell y'all, honey, the results were not so cute. Take a look.
Do it again, then get the blow dryer and blow it until it sticks. Honey, I don't got no blow dryer. I'm gonna take my ass to the motherfucking Walgreens. I'm gonna come back with a motherfucking new bitch. And then all of you guys will be eating your.
Oh, wow. My God.
Okay.
She was so dramatic about it, though.
I love her, too.
Have a problem, honey. Now, Brad, lace fronts, y'all, are very expensive, honey. Now, you think, honey, she messed up that wig, child?
Well, you know, I haven't had the pleasure of wearing a lace front yet, and I don't think she messed it up, but I do think it's hard to put on lace fronts, and unless you're, like, professional, you need to have somebody do it that knows how to do it, because you don't want that door screen lifting up. That's like a screen door. I'm telling you, you have to lay it down and cut that thing and pull out some baby hair or something. Don't shave your baby hair. It's not an easy thing to do.
Because the way she had it, it looked like fruit roll-up paper, you know, like at the very front of it, and I just wanted to peel it back and see what was under it.
I love Ari Lennox, and I think she doesn't need it, but whatever floats your boat, you know?
No, we don't. She definitely don't need it, but we all want to wake up and be fabulous or be somebody
cosmetic,
else sometimes.
Honey. It's like a man don't need Beijing, but he still spray paint his hair, so I mean, you know, sometimes it's just...
True.
He came for you, Choo-Choo.
Dad, Gary throwing a little shade at me? Okay.
He said you ain't got that during quarantine team.
Don't make me fly to Atlanta.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.